Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 4. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. Sean, you want to tell the listeners what we're going to talk about?
I do, as a matter of fact. I hear, at least the whisperings of stories, is that you went down to Savannah. I heard Tybee Island and then Savannah, right?
We did.
And you may or may not have had a ghost tour down there with your family.
And we did.
So yeah, you're going to regale us with stories of this ghost tour, which I can't wait.
It was a blast. I had never done that before and talked my wife and kids into it. And my wife was actually, Amy, she was all into it.
She was down, but your kids were like...
The kids were kind of like...
I think it was going to be haunted.
Haunted house.
Yeah, so they thought it was... Mm-hmm. So they thought people are going to be jumping out and scaring them. Like, no.
You should have signed up for that one.
I know. No, they would not do that.
Somebody extra for that.
And then had it, yeah. No, so I had to convince them. Boom. It's a history / ghost tour. They're going to be talking. We're going to be with a guide. He's going to be telling the stuff about the houses. And
a ghost gives you a ghost tour.
No, you're right. Nobody's going to jump out. So, so once they kind of saw what was going on, they actually enjoyed it. Afterwards, they said they really enjoyed it, and Elijah even asked a question.
Oh, good.
Which I'll get to.
You got all that in writing then, right?
Yeah.
This day of 2021.
Right. So we have, we went on our vacation to Tybee Island, and then we did a ghost tour. It was our last full night. It was that Thursday because we checked out Friday. And then we ended up going back to Savannah, checked out of our hotel, and then spent the day in Savannah, did a normal trolley tour. That was fun.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Yeah. That was just as fun. Yeah. So it was one of those where they take you to 15 spots. Yeah, 15 spots, and you can get on and off as many times as you want. So we saw the first 10.
That'd be a lot of fun.
The first 10 locations, and then we're like, okay. Elijah was, and I was too, but he was like, I got to eat. So we just got off on close to the where the shipyard basically, where the ships come in and out,
mm-hmm.
and still. Still have cargo. It's pretty cool. You hear that. Mm-hmm. At night.
That's neat.
ate some lunch and did some shopping, and the kids got henna tattoos. And then
that's cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then we hopped back on. Went back to you have to go back to the trolley spot or whatever. The little
depot
drop off. Yeah. And then we continued the last 5 locations, and then went home. So it was fun. So yeah. So I've got some fun creepy notes of our ghost tour.
Do you have stats? We need stats too. We don't do stats in
I'm
these.
Not, yeah, I don't. Now I do. Now, real quick, before I get into my stories here,
got some shout outs.
I do have a couple shout outs. We met at the pool at our condo. A couple, Jake and Brittany. I told them I would give them a shout out.
Hello,
I'm not sure
Jake
if they believe
Brittany.
Me, but and what was funny is when I saw them 2 days later after we had talked for about an hour. Jake's a talker like I am, and I was like, hey guys, how are you doing? They're like, oh, hey. And I said, hey, John and Brandy. And I was like, just kidding. I know it's Jake and Brittany. And if they listen, he subscribed to our podcast.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see if he listens. But at some point, if they get to this mini number 4, they'll hear their names. So hello, Jake and Brittany. Thanks for talking to me. And then John and Lana. I met them at the pool.
Hello, John and Lana.
Hello. And they have been subscribers, and they joined our Facebook group. And
that's awesome.
Lana is
counting down the days to Halloween.
Yeah. And so John said, "We literally, when
awesome.
We leave here,
thank you, Lana.
We will go back home, and that Monday we'll start decorating for Halloween." He's like, "Cause they're
and she
that.
Wasn't kidding, and he wasn't
wow.
kidding.
They weren't kidding. Yeah. They have their yard, and they're putting stuff inside. They decorate for Halloween. They're all into it, and they've had 2 news crews in the past." Come visit their house,
that's
and they,
awesome.
They put their yeah, and
wow.
like all their neighbors and the town expects them to decorate.
Man,
so,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Well, so after 4th of July, you really do start like the rest of the year goes really fast, and you blink
yeah.
and it's Halloween. Mm-hmm. You blink again, it's Christmas, and then it's New Year.
Hey, yeah. don't skip Turkey Day.
Don't skip
oh,
Thanksgiving.
That's, one
that's
of
a great 4-day weekend.
One of my favorites, I know.
Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to John and Lana, Jake and Brittany. But yeah, so. They were super super nice, and John and Lana live. Jake and Brittany live in Milwaukee, and John and Lana are in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, that's cool.
So
oh,
cool. yeah, and John said that they've got some spots they could take us to.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said, I'm going to have to take you up on that. So he said, just let them know, and we drive down there and visit them, and they can, yeah, show us some, around some creepy places in Bowling
cool.
Green. Yeah. So let's get to it. So we took this ghost tour on that Thursday evening. Beautiful weather, by the way. It could not have been any perfect, more perfect. Now, Ray was our tour guide. Super, super nice guy.
Ray.
Knowledgeable.
What you do, Ray?
Yeah. We even got our picture taken with him. He agreed. And we actually talked to him afterwards for 10 or 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I had my middle-aged T-shirt on, you know, creeped out T-shirt. And but I was the only one taking notes in this whole group. We had, let's see, us four, another couple, and I think two, so maybe like 10 of us total, mm-hmm. not counting Ray. And yeah, so I'm taking notes, and he and I were, and Elijah, we were kind of walking maybe to the third stop. And I said, yeah, I said, the reason I'm taking notes, I said, you know, he had said something in that conversation. I said, well, yeah, I'm taking notes because I do a podcast with some friends. And he's like, oh, really? He goes, I got something for you. So anyway, afterwards, then he's like, well, tell me more about this. And then Elijah goes, well, that's his logo. That's his shirt.
Oh, that's
their
cool.
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, cool. And so I text him all the, you know, how to get a hold of us, mm-hmm. and follow us and the name of the podcast and send the logo. And we text back, or I text him the other day, and then, yeah, he responded and said, yeah. He goes, you know, it's fun to show you around, and then he'll hopefully check out the podcast. So I
looking forward to it, right?
Yeah. But he's been
cool.
doing this for 12 years. Mm-hmm. He's been doing this, and he also does the
that's
normal
really cool.
tours, too. Like,
oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with the ghost tour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's also part of an investigation.
Ooh, that's really cool.
So this is where it was really cool to be with this guy, because it wasn't just him saying, yeah, here's this house. It was built in 1880 and some stuff. No, I'm like, they've actually been, he and his crew have been in most or all of these places. And he had a laptop or like an iPad. Mm-hmm. And he showed us a couple, two or three videos of their investigations. And then and most, about two or three of the five had this little, looked like a little Echo, you know, like the little, you know, our kids have them in their rooms.
Yeah, a little speaker thing.
Speaker thing, and had some EVPs on them.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Very cool, yeah. So Elijah, yeah, and I were, when we were listening to it, he was like, you know, I knew about EVPs, but mm-hmm. I don't think Elijah had ever heard, and he was like, whoa, like what?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wild, but,
yeah, very clear. So so let's get into the first one, which is called, now, it's 12 West Oglethorpe, which... Oglethorpe is the one that founded Savannah.
Mm.
It is now a restaurant called Husk.
Okay.
And it's a, I guess they're in Nashville. I think that's the headquarters, but they're, sounds like maybe a Southern type restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It was built in 1898. So, I mean, a long time ago, but not as long as a lot of the places, because they have the years on the brick, or I mean, you know, whatever, and the stone. And there's some that's like 1760, you know, 1820, you know.
Wow.
This was like a
it's wild, isn't it?
Kind of relatively new, and it was 1898.
That's modern there.
Yeah. So it was originally built as a house, and then it also became an Elks Lodge and a performing arts center.
Hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. It was the so it was also built as the city's first Jewish cemetery. And a burial spot for the local Jewish community was later established, mm-hmm. and then they moved it across the street. But they didn't move the bodies; they only moved the graves.
Oh, wow!
So exactly,
it's a sticky wicket right there.
Mm-hmm. And so it is believed that there are at least two dozen bodies still buried on that property, and without headstones, and they're not even labeled. You know, they need to keep. Give them anything as far as identification.
Oh.
So they say a lot of that has something to do with possibly the paranormal aspect of it. Activity includes, they see lights all the time in the windows. An investigative crew did a lock-in in 2010 and had an EVP come up and it says, I murder. Mm. And yeah. And then an old man is seen walking back and forth through the windows. So, yeah. And now it did sat empty for, let's see here, let me look at my notes here, sat unoccupied for 20 years before it was turned into the current Husk restaurant.
Hmm.
So it's a beautiful place. I can show you guys pictures later.
Say, did you eat there?
No. But when we were, so that was our first location as we were, you know, Ray's telling us about
There was no time to eat. This you're on a tour.
I wish I could. Yeah, it was nice, but there were people coming in and out. It was
packed. Great. Can we just have a little bit?
This was, and he said, "Do you notice anything about the windows?" We're like, "Not really." He goes, "They're the original windows." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" So these are
wavy.
Yep. Yeah. And I was like, "How do you, And he's like, "Do you see how they kind of like wavy, ripply?" And I'm like, mm-hmm. "Oh my gosh, they are. Yeah, original windows." And a lot of the places now I knew what to look for.
Yeah.
And so I would have never noticed. That's kind of cool. Yeah. So 1898, same windows.
Those are good windows.
Yeah.
They don't make them like that
anymore. No, they don't.
Right. And then last on the activity includes multiple shadow figures are seen.
Ooh.
They had their equipment fail multiple times for no reason. They had full battery power, all that, but mm-hmm. it would just get drained.
Hmm.
And between the first and second floor, there was a 38-degree difference.
Mm, wow.
So that was kind of like, yeah. And that's a lot of time. They say that temperature change in
that's
in spot.
Mm-hmm. Drastic, yeah.
Yeah, that 38 degrees is a pretty big
thing. Yeah, it sort of reminds me of, because I got certified for scuba diving, and in water, I believe it's right around every 30 foot, it's called a thermocline.
Okay.
And it'll drop like 15, 20 degrees. Mm-hmm. And if that's a line, you can float above it, and then stick your arm down, and it's freezing.
Wow.
And you pull it back up, and it's back warm. In warm water again.
So yeah. You certified in haunted scuba diving? Is that what
just
you
scuba diving.
Haunted scuba diving.
I was just
do they have a certificate for that?
Yeah.
That's cool. No. But, yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting. And that was just the first spot. And I thought that was, okay, we're starting out pretty good. Yeah. And like I said, we'll post pictures.
Hey, this wasn't Ray's first day. He's been doing this for 12 years.
And the guy was so nice, and he was funny. He had a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't just knowledgeable and knew his history, but he was very entertaining.
Cool.
And just fun, yeah. So
yeah, those were the best.
Ask for
he
Ray.
He was great. Yes. Yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry. Also, I told him I'd give the company he works for. The company he works for is Afterlife Tours.
Oh. Ooh.
The name of this particular tour was called Voices of the Dead Tour. So the company's Afterlife Tours. Then they've got like two or three different tours.
That's cool.
And ours was, Voices of the Dead Tour. So, yeah. Now, the next house is the Foley House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's currently an inn, I-N-N. It was built in 1896, so about the same time, at 14 Hull Street. This house was built in two sections. The first part in 1896, and then 4 years later in 1870, they built a second addition. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but the builder of the house, Honoria, it's H-O-N-O-R-I-A, so I'm going to say Honoria.
Sounds good
Foley,
to me.
Yeah, Foley. Hmm. Legend has it. So what happened was she turned it into a bed and breakfast, and one of her guests was staying there, a male, and in the middle of the night, he got into her room, and they said that he kind of had a little fancy for her.
Hmm.
She woke up, and just grabbed anything she could, and she grabbed a candlestick and whacked him on the head, ended up killing the guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She didn't really mean to kill him, but.
Yeah.
Self-defense. Self-defense is what she claims, okay? And that's kind of another story. That
Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
She says in self-defense, once he got in her room, kind of in a panic, she was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and bury him. So I guess another male friend of hers happened to be a mason.
Oh.
Yeah, a carpenter and a mason, and they buried this guy inside the walls.
Ooh.
Yeah. So here we go. So 1987 comes about, and they're doing a renovation, and guess what they find? Skeleton.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then...
this is very Edgar Allan Poe.
I know. And they looked at records, and they actually did find a guy that stayed there, and supposedly this male, they said it could be the male that died in 1901, and they looked at his skull, and he had a cracked skull.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Then the investigative crew, they had an EVP that said, I need another shipwreck. I guess back, because they did, they were big in the cotton trade,
yeah,
mm-hmm. obviously. And I guess when guys would come in, and they would need a place to stay off the ship, or if there was a problem, maybe they need to go into town or the city to get, they would stay in these places. And so they think that because they're trying to figure out what that means. But maybe it means, give me another one, give me another guy, you know. Or I, mm-hmm. It was kind of weird. I was kind of, yeah. Hmm. But anyway, but it was an EVP. An apparition of an older woman is seen in the bay window where she has supposedly died. So we saw the bay window, and that was supposed to be her bedroom. Mm-hmm. And on her deathbed, she gave a deathbed confession saying in self-defense that she did kill this guy.
Oh, wow.
Knocked him on the head with a candlestick because he came in a room and claimed it self-defense. So
yeah.
That's what you get for being a stage five clinger.
Yeah. yeah.
An old times stage five clinger.
Yeah, exactly. And this was 1914 when she died, and that's when she gave the deathbed. Yeah, so that is the Foley House. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Then we went to, and what was interesting is it was a 90-minute tour, and it was only a mile walk. So all these places are
close together.
Yeah, real close.
Mm-hmm. Right on top of each other. Yeah.
So number three we went to, and this place was really, really cool, the Savannah Theater. And it was it opened its doors, now this is a long time ago, December 4th, 1818. It is to this day the oldest continuous running theater in the United States.
It's impressive.
Yeah,
wow.
Because the guy, Ray, said there's other theaters that are older, but they've shut down.
Yeah.
Or they're not, or they maybe stopped doing shows and then they maybe picked up. This has not stopped since 1818.
Continuous, wow.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. And so in 1906, it caught fire, and a female performer, she was an actor and singer, she died in the fire. And this investigative crew have gone in there many a time, and they had, and we could hear it. It was one of the EVPs, another EVP he played, and you hear a woman's voice warming up her voice, like she's warming up before her performance. Mm-hmm. And it was like clear as day, a woman kind of, no, you know, trying to get her, getting ready for her show. I'm like, that was, it was pretty cool. Sad story, but so that's one. And then in 1948, a second fire happened. Just some major damage, and a little 9-year-old boy died. Now, Ray played an EVP of this guy, of this kid, and you hear about 2 or 3 seconds of voices of the crew like talking, and then ask a question, and clear as day, you hear this little boy's voice go, "Yes."
Oh wow!
And Elijah was like, you know, he's 10. This is a 9-year-old boy. His eyes went, you know. Yeah, so so those were the two main sad stories.
Like, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. So beautiful theater. Yeah, they have shows. I mean, concerts. I think it seats 525. So kind of gives you the size of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But Elijah raised his hand, and you know, Ray calls on him, and he said he looked up and like saw kind of like the outside vents, you know, and then they had like scorch, you know, from the vent, and Elijah asked, was that from one of the fires? Mm-hmm. And he goes, that's a good question. He's like, no, actually it has nothing to do with the fires, but I was like, hey, could have been. So between this little boy and the woman, it's kind of sad stories. They died, but you know, they have some EVPs of them, and I guess nothing malicious or mean, just a woman warming up thinking she's ready to perform again, and the little boy going, yes. So that is the Savannah Theater. That was our third stop. This is the one when we got there, number four, the Sorrel Weed House. This is the one I had listened to a podcast 2 or 3 days before we started our vacation. And I've heard about it before, but I had never really heard a bunch of the stories, and I could not wait to get there. And, this is considered, I think I told you, Sean, this is the one that's considered the most haunted location in Savannah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of all the houses, look, whatever it is, it's the most haunted.
And we rated Savannah as the most haunted area.
Correct. Yeah. And I even listened, I went back to that episode, and it was Savannah. Gettysburg was two, so I couldn't remember which one was one or two. Yeah. So this was built in 1840. I think it took about 4 or 5 years to complete. So I think it was like 1835. Finally done in 1840 by Francis Sorrell. And let me go back real quick. In Savannah, and they might do it another southern, might be just a southern culture. They so like Sorrell-Weed House, they always, other than just putting the dates on the houses, the house will always be from whoever originally built the house. So it'll always be the Sorrell and then whoever currently owns it. So if, Sean, you want to buy the house, it'll be the Sorrell-Lehman House. I think that's really cool. No matter how many, so
it keeps that history alive.
And the Weed family has owned it since like 1919 or 18.
Oh wow!
In their family, So I think that's cool. That, mm-hmm. So it's the Sorrel Heat House, most haunted. It was the first state in Georgia. I'm sorry, the first house in the state of Georgia to be named a landmark in 1954. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. And the place is huge. It's 16,000 square feet.
Dang. Wow, that is
a little bit big. Yeah, it's and they, of course it's one of the largest in Savannah. Now here's the popular, the most popular creepy story. Francis, who like I said, who built the house. His wife died, not sure when or how, but shortly after that, and it was shortly after the house was built. She passed away. He marries her sister. Okay. It's like, okay. But then also, which I remember Ray saying, and it's not surprising back then, you know, they kind of had their little mistresses and, mm-hmm. you know, friends on the side. And so he had a, and his second wife was named Matilda. But Francis had a long-term affair with one of his slaves. Mm-hmm. Gave her preferential treatment. She mm-hmm. even had her own quarters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So one night, his wife, Matilda, found Francis, and Molly was the slave's name. Sorry.
Canoodling, Molly. Right?
Yeah. Enraged, she was so upset, she jumped off the second floor balcony and died.
Wow.
Yeah. So shortly after that, said weeks later, the slave Molly was found hanging in her room, dead. And they said that apparent suicide. And it said people have said that it could have been possibly Matilda leading her to her death mm-hmm. because she was still upset for mm-hmm. Molly, the slave, being with her husband. Yeah. And I guess they're, you can see their apparitions. So, and it's not a good.
Still playing that out through time. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that, yeah, that's the Sorrel. And Ray, what was cool is he, so one of the videos he showed us on his iPad, there's like, I'm trying to think, three or four columns on the front porch. There was people standing around, so it might have been like another tour, I can't remember. And so real quick, the Sorrel Wheat House does not open its doors, like it's not an inn, it's not a hotel, it's not a bed and breakfast, you can't stay there. You can do investigations from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., and you can get locked in, you can just be by yourself. And he asked Elijah, he goes, hey, tough guy, you want to do that? And Elijah, he goes, you want to be locked in from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.? And Elijah's like, no, thanks. I'm out. No, I don't think I'll do that. And I'm like, yeah. Let's and then, but you can take daytime and nighttime tours.
Yeah.
But only. Tours and then the investigation, but it's not, you can't stay there or whatever.
Okay.
Like a lot of the places you can. Or a lot of the places, they seem like they turn them into hotels mm-hmm. and bed and mm-hmm. breakfast.
Yeah.
And I think because this place is what it is, they really don't feel comfortable doing that. And so Ray showed us on his iPad a video of just a guest at one time, like taking the tour. She had sent the video to them. She's video recording the front of the house, you know, just kind of panning around the front yard and all that. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this figure shows, and then he or she walks across the pillars. And then that's it. And so you expect him or her to come out the other side, where they disappears.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And, yeah. He showed us two or three times, and it's like, oh, you clear as day. It's like a dark, it could have been a shadow figure by me. Like, yeah, just walking.
That's creepy.
Should be on the other side. Gone.
Gone, yeah.
And wasn't like there's another door. I mean, it was mm-hmm. walk by the front door, and then.
There's nowhere to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's not like they got lost in the crowd or whatever. So that was pretty cool. So they said it could have been, you know, who knows, could have been the slave, could have been the first wife, second wife that yeah. jumped off the second, it could have been him, could have been mm-hmm. Francis himself mm-hmm. or some other, but it's a place that they say is very it's not good. it's a lot of negative energy, negative mm-hmm. hauntings. Yeah. The guy that we went on the trolley tour the next day, we're driving around, and he's like, oh, and there's the most haunted house in Savannah, the Sorrel Wheat House. And I'm like, yeah, we saw that last night. And he said my mother-in-law worked there for a time, and something happened. She had an experience, and she quit.
Never to go back.
And she's not been – yeah.
Yeah.
And also – and so Ray – yeah, so along with that, Ray said that there – at one time this guy came in and either renovating or fix, you know, some type of contract work, and – whatever scared him, he had an experience and he dropped his tools, left, never came back to even get his tools. And you know, I'm thinking that's his livelihood. I mean, you can't just drop your tools.
That's pretty scared, right? Yeah.
And so they've got a lot of stories about that where people will work there as tour guides or maybe help upkeep the place, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then something happens and they're out of there. They don't come back. So they're,
dang.
So it's, but not a very pleasant place. Yeah. So I guess that would be the reason they wouldn't have it as a bed and breakfast or some place, you know. Trying to look at real quick, and I already said, they allow investigations from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., which is pretty cool. There you go. It's a Sorrel Weed House. The most
That's
scariest.
Really cool.
Yeah, the scariest in, And then finally, well, I have a little bonus, but the fifth spot is, have you guys heard the Colonial Park Cemetery? This place is old. It was established in 1750.
Ooh, dang.
Yeah. It closed its burials in 1853. Mainly due to an outbreak of yellow fever. That just ravaged Savannah. Yeah. And a lot of the South, I guess. So they had so many burials that they literally filled the capacity that quick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been closed to bear any more burials since 1853. So they got about 100 years, you know. An estimated 9,000 graves are there. Mm-hmm. And only the wealthy were able to have headstones. So there's a lot of
unmarked graves.
Unmarked graves.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Notable burials there. Button Gwinnett. He was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. James Habersham. He was an ex-governor of, at that time, province of Georgia. And then his son, John, he was a member of the Continental Congress. So there's other guys that were, you know, did this and that, but I think those are the three that were notable. Now the activity that's seen there, a lot of shadow figures, a lot of bodies that, you know, you see them and then they're gone. Some lights that float around. They even said there is a green mist that hovers over some of the graves. Hmm. Just and then it'll just show up and then go away.
Wow.
And they can't explain what it is. They don't know.
That'd be creepy.
Yeah. It's called the gray mist. A lot of sounds, a lot of EVPs, you know, especially when it's closed. Because you can go on tours.
Yeah.
But it's after hours. Nobody's there. And you can hear sounds. And there's, like, nobody around the cemetery. Like, they know it's inside the cemetery. Mm-hmm. But voices, sounds, you know, disembodied, you know, those type of voices.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen that video of the kid back in 2008? It was December 31st of 08. At this cemetery, and I saw it about 4 or 5 years ago. So when Ray pulled this up on his iPad, I'm like, oh yes, this is fantastic. It's a video of some people are just taking a tour of the cemetery, and you can just walk around, you unguided, so you can spend whatever.
Is this the green mist? Did it have green? Somebody see the green mist?
No, this is even better.
Oh well.
So this guy, look, I saw his interview. So he looked maybe in his 20s, and he's got a camera. And he's just kind of panning around, and all of a sudden he sees what this looks like—a little kid running through, and it was like a night vision type camera.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't see him. Just looking.
Yeah,
right?
It's too dark.
It's too dark. Yeah. But he comes up on the night camera, and he sees the little boy's body. You know, running, runs up this tree. Or scurries up this tree, and here comes like these. I think it looks like two women, but one's pushing a baby stroller. As they're getting closer to where the little boy's body drops, that looks like right in front or right on top of the stroller. Never see him again. It's so cool. So when he showed that, I'm like, yes, I've seen. And so I watched it again last night, and it just gives me goosebumps. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Just put like boy ghost, you know, Colonial Park Cemetery, and you'll see it. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, listeners, definitely pull that up because, you see this little boy. Looks like a little boy, or it's a really short guy. And just running, runs up a tree, waits. And as the people get close with the stroller, he drops down. And then they pass, and he's gone.
Poof, poof.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. So, and they had a lot of credible investigators and people. Special effects guys that work in Hollywood that do this type of stuff, and they watched it for hours, and they're
trying to figure out.
And they said
trickery.
They said we don't know what it is, but to our professional opinion, yeah. It doesn't look like it's staged.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. So that's kind of a cool thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely an old, and like I said, I took pictures of all these places, and then when we got a picture of Ray and us, family picture, we were in front of the cemetery. We had one, this other couple, they were from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because, you know, I was telling you, Sean, like, I'll meet anybody, talk to anybody. I'm like, hey, we do it, you know. He goes, you ever been on one of these? I said, no. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I ain't either. He goes, yeah, I've been on a few. He's like, my wife's really more into this than I am. He goes, I said, where are you guys from? Because he had a Tennessee hat, but mm-hmm. I'm, you know, and I said, he goes, from Nashville. I said, okay, we're from Indiana. And he goes, yeah. He goes, she's in it. I'm like, eh, it's kind of cool just to look around and see the places. You know, he's like, mm-hmm. but I'm not really into the paranormal stuff. And he goes, but my good friend, though, he does investigations. He goes, he's got all the equipment. He goes by himself. He'll lock himself in. He goes, and I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. He goes, he pretty much does Nashville. And then he took a screenshot of our logo.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'll tell the guys about, or tell my buddy about you. Maybe he gets in contact with you, maybe not, you know, because I said, hey, we'd bring him on the show, you know,
yeah.
communicate mm-hmm. a little bit, see what he's about. So anyway, that was kind of fun. Well, his wife took her picture, and so it's part of the graves, but it's really pretty. It's really neat, but it's spooky.
Awesome.
Yeah. Definitely spooky. That was the tour, but I think it was before the Savannah Theater. So we had seen the first two. There's a place. It's a bed and breakfast inn/hotel. All of that. It's called the Hamilton Turner House, built in 1873. We saw it at night, and he's like, "This it doesn't do it justice." He goes, wait till you look up the pictures, or maybe see it during the day because they'll do tours, and then like I said, you can stay there. Built in 1873, gorgeous house. He said it's even better inside. This was the first house in Savannah that had electricity.
Mm.
So that's very cool. Yeah. So he builds the house, and then when he was ready to have electricity hooked up, all the neighbors at that time came out of their houses because they wanted to see what had happened. Their opinion was it was going to blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wanted to see if it was just going to blow up in flames. Didn't, obviously. And so other than that, I thought that was really cool. But this, the builder of the house, his daughter caught tuberculosis and was sick. And what he would do, he was taking care of her by himself. He would pace around the house, and up and down, you know, and so he could stay awake because he didn't want her lungs to mm-hmm. fill up with the fluid. So mm-hmm. he did everything he could to stay awake to help her. Smoke cigars, anything he could do, right? She ends up dying. 6 months later, he dies in the same room.
Hmm.
Well, so now that's the big haunted story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really did happen, but they'll rent. You can stay in that room, and so a lot of the guests say they smell cigar smoke. Nobody's smoking cigars.
Yeah,
they see a man pacing around, you know, hovering over the bed. Like they'll wake up and they see this guy, and they boom, he's gone. And they can only think it's the dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that'd be awesome. I think that'd be great, right?
You're in, right?
I'm in. He said, the only problem is, he said, sounds innocent enough and kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't think Ray was part of this. But anyway, he said our crew or somebody went in to investigate. And they had, you know, they got their EVP, you know, all that, well, microphones and their equipment. And all of a sudden, so they didn't have to play this back to hear it. They heard it as it happened. They heard in a demonic growling, like they said, get out.
Ooh, wow.
And he goes, guess what they did? We were like, they packed up and got out. He goes, absolutely.
Absolutely right.
He goes, this doesn't sound good. Like, not even going to, you know, because they're just, So they bailed. Yeah. So they don't know if it's that guy that's like, hey, leave us alone.
Yeah.
If it's the dad or if it's some other entity or other spirit that's gone in there that's not so nice. So
yeah,
but that was just on the way. Yeah, because there was tour guides and groups all over the place, you know, and so we'd pass them, and one group would be where we need to be, so we just kind of wait, you know. And so as we were waiting for the Savannah Theater, I think it was the Savannah Theater, on the way there, he was like, hey, I'll tell you about this quick house. And I was like, oh, I thought it was more fascinating than the other ones. And the other ones are great.
Yeah, right.
But to know the first house of electricity and then that whole story of the daughter and the dad and then that and he played that EVP. Or I'm sorry, he played the EVPs of the other ones, but he told the story about the EVP that and they captured. But they heard it live, though, that said, get out.
Yeah.
And then they got out. So, But yeah, that's called the Hamilton Turner, and you can stay there. And and he also said probably the best food in Savannah.
Oh wow,
really?
Yeah, and they've got tons of places to
You're
eat.
In.
I mean, great food. Yeah. All the places.
I'm out.
Yeah, he said he goes really it is. He goes it's like one of the top places to eat.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So,
well,
there
stay
you go.
For a little bit for good food.
Yeah, no kidding. So yeah, I want to give another shout out to Ray.
Yeah.
And
Ray.
Yeah.
Voices of the Dead tour.
Yeah, that sounded like it was a blast.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It was.
I want to go.
It was great, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I love these ghost tours. Like, just being on one, I want to go on more.
Yeah,
so.
Now we need to do one here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, we need to do an Indy tour.
Yeah. John, well, it was funny. John said, yeah, we're going on a tour. Because he goes, what are you guys doing? I'm like, yeah, we're going on our ghost tour tonight. And he goes, yeah, we are too. And I said, he goes, we're going on a bus tour, a trolley tour. And I go, oh, really? He goes, yeah, it's called, it was a comedy one. So there, it's a tour by kind of through some comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can't remember the name of it. So when we were walking, I think it was like our second stop or whatever, we're waiting for the light to change. And I look over, and there's that trolley with John Atlanta. And I was trying to look at him and see it. And I was waiting. I'm like, yeah, no. But it was the same one. Yeah. Comic something or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with. Yeah. So they have them all over the places, though. But there was tons of walking tours.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's very cool.
Yeah. But I like this one because they a lot of the tours, they said that they do. What was cool is, like, Ray would say, he would tell a story, and he'd say, it sounds pretty cool, huh, right? Creepy? And we're like, yeah. He's like, didn't happen. He's like, but that's what, yeah. And so then he's like, this is what really happened.
Yeah.
And what he and his crew and his investigative crew, they do a lot of research. They go to city, they go to town hall and look through records of who, you know, what happened. So everything he says and everything they
tell is
historically accurate.
Document.
And
that's good.
And document. And then what they experience, they have, whether it's audio, EVP, you know, video, whatever, it's because they've been there. A lot of the other places, he said, not to dog them, he's like, but a lot of them, they just go on the lore.
The hearsay.
The hearsay.
Lore, yeah.
Because it's, yeah. And he's like,
because it sounds
cool. He goes, that's fun. He goes, that's great. He's like, because he told us, I think the one, the Husk restaurant, the first one, he said, he told us some, and I can't remember. He said it was really, really good story. And he goes,
and outlandish.
He goes, that's a really good story, right? And we're like, oh my gosh, yeah. He goes, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
He goes, because she wasn't, you know, the dates didn't match up. But that's what they tell a lot. And then they really don't tell about the real stuff. They
the
just
real
want to
history,
tell.
Yeah. The real haunted history.
Yeah. And I thought that's cool. It actually means more.
I mean, you get the real reason of the haunting.
Yeah.
Versus just a folklore.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. Right. So I appreciated that, and I thought it was cool. But yeah, he's a super nice guy, top notch, you know. And yeah, there it is. Savannah Ghost
Tour. Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Oh, you're welcome. Hope I did.
I was looking forward to that.
It's hard to do it justice telling about it because you guys have to see it.
Yeah.
And look at these houses. You know, like I said, we'll post the pictures, you know, whenever we drop this episode. And beautiful. And what's cool, like I told Amy, I said, we need to go again, just her and I, for like a 2 or 3 day trip. And spend the night in one of those places. You know, it doesn't have to be haunted, but spend the night in Savannah and just, you know, hit more of the adult, you know, restaurants, the pubs that the kids can go into. Mm-hmm. There's so much to do there. It's huge. It's just massive. It's a bigger city than I thought. I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I've never
been
there.
Huge and historic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they got the old cobblestone streets, you know, and they got the new ones. Yeah, but I mean, they have like 20 squares, you know, and they're all named this square and such square, and they're all built in the 1800s after generals and colonels or somebody of importance.
Mm-hmm.
The benches and the beautiful trees and the plants and the everything's manicured and all those houses that we talked about, like all the just there's not a weed in the, I mean, everything's beautiful. The landscaping, the city. I told somebody the other day, I said I saw a wrapper, candy wrapper the whole time I was there. Like, they really
want to clean,
keep it clean. You know how we try to keep it creepy?
Yeah,
they keep it clean.
Cleany.
No, but yeah, it's just really well taken care of, and they want to keep that historic beauty to it because it's such an old city.
Pretty awesome.
And I really appreciated that. I thought, and the other thing I would say too was, and that's where we're talking about the Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We saw that house,
the bird
on the trolley tour. And I took 2 or 3 pictures of that, close-ups, and, you know, zoomed in. And they've had a lot of movies, you know. And, of course, you know, but Savannah has had a lot of movies. They said, I'm trying to think, I can't remember. One of these houses, I just forgot my notes. The opening scene in Forrest Gump was filmed on the roof. So I'm out to remember which
house.
With
the feather. With the feathers coming through, is that what you're talking
about? It just said opening.
Oh, okay.
And I just found that in doing. There was something I was trying to research to make sure I, because I couldn't read my notes, and I'm like, okay. And then I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I had the opening scene of Forrest Gump.
That's one of the
five houses we went to.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the good and evil, that whole true story. That's in Savannah, and one of the restaurants, just a little dining restaurant, looks nothing. I mean, size of this room, was in the movie. With Cusack, and I think that movie was 95, 96.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they filmed a scene in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of movie, yeah. And then the one of the parks, or it's got the benches and all that. I'm trying to think what I called them.
Was square?
Squares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was when Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, so where the bus pulls away, mm-hmm. I guess, yeah.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're gonna get. Yeah.
Just a great city.
That's really neat.
I want to go back there so bad. And the houses, they're in the millions.
Oh yeah,
hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
I bet.
Well, I guarantee it.
The smallest, and on that trolley tour, I know I'm making this into it longer than a mini, but he was like, hey, you see that we were parked, and he goes, you see that house over there? We're like, yeah, it's the smallest house in Savannah. Mm-hmm. And it's literally like squeezed between these two big houses.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it was just sold not too long ago. He goes, guess how much? And I'm like, $300,000. Oh, and wow. It looked like the size of like a bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cute, cool, you know, definitely historic.
Still expensive, yeah.
$300,000 just for a little, yeah.
Wow.
Like a screened-in porch looking size. Yeah, we couldn't tell. We were a good distance away, but, you know, so I don't know the dimensions. You probably look it up, but. That just shows you how, and then now you've got these 2-3-4 story mansions with balconies and mm-hmm. six. How much do you think that 16,000 square foot house?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
You know, or like the Sorrel. I mean, they're just if a little dinky house is $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun though.
Might be priceless.
Yeah.
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 By historical value.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think it was really cool that they keep the original. Builder of the house, their last name.
Mm-hmm. And then that was really neat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool. Just like
Sorrel Lehman. I like the
Sorrel Lehman. Yeah. I was thinking Sorrel Hedges.
I plan on buying it.
You know.
Laux, right?
Yeah, just got to get the mean guy out of there. Or whatever. Because that's the most haunted. But the house that the Midnight and Good Night, Midnight and the Garden of Good and Evil. Mm-hmm. I'm drawing a blank of the house. Do you remember what it's called?
Ooh, gosh, I don't remember.
So, yeah.
I don't.
But, yeah, the guy that built it, you know, it's the same thing. It's his name slash the guy that it's the something Wilson house or Williams house. Mercer.
Oh, that's the Mercer house. The Mercer house. That's right. Yeah. Yep.
So it's the Mercer Williams house mm-hmm. because Williams, the guy that shot his supposed lover,
mm-hmm.
he was the last owner. So it's still the Mercer Williams house because Mercer built it back in whatever, 1700s, 1800s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So was that right, Mercer?
That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I think Jim Williams is his name. So pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So
yeah, that's neat.
That's all I got, guys.
I love it.
Cool.
That's all, very cool.
I'm good.
I want to go to Savannah.
I know. You doing tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
I can
road trip.
Let's go.
Oh, add it to our road trip.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We got a haunt. Yeah. So we got to go see. What was that place, Sean? You haven't said in a while. Turda.
Turda.
Got to go to Turda. And we got to go to London. And we got to go, Romania.
Got to Savannah. Here we go.
I love Danville.
Yeah.
And now
local spots.
Savannah. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, anyway.
Golf clap on the stories. I love it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing. And that's our next mini, right?
Yeah.
Mini number four.
Mini four. I guess that's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Yay. The man said it. So thanks, guys, for listening as always. Hope you enjoyed the Savannah Ghost Tour stories.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you later.
Bye.